Last week, the Vatican released Pope Benedict's apostolic exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis, which is on the Eucharist and the life of the Church. The document covers many topics having to do with the Eucharist, and we wanted to know how it was covered by the press in different countries. The first country we'll look at is the United States, where Catholic journalist Amy Wellborn told me earlier that the secular media missed the point of the Holy Father's message.
It was interesting that the headlines that came out about the exhortation all focused on the issue of gay marriage and abortion for the most part. The one paragraph in the exhortation in which the Pope encouraged Eucharistic continuity, saying that those who are Catholic and who are politicians and are expected to adhere to the teachings of the Church and so on, without even being very, very specific. And that is what the articles and the headlines immediately focused on. And some wise person said, someone's obsessed with sex, and it's not the Catholic Church. You know, that's what they tend to focus on, are the sexual aspects and the political aspects, when, of course, this document was not even about that.
You're a Catholic blogger. What about the online community? What has been the reaction amongst Catholic commentators on the Internet?
So first of all, you have a wide interest in it, and an interest in it because, you know, liturgy hits people where they live. And as a blogger, I can say that when I blog on liturgy, those are the entries that tend to get the most comments because people are worried about liturgy. They know liturgy can be done better. They want to see more done that reflects more the mind of the Church. So I think the more people are getting into it, the more positive they are. There are priests online who have shared how they have already talked about this document in their bulletins and their parishes. And so I'd say it's very positive and very appreciative of this as a teaching moment and a teaching tool.